My memory serves me correctly. I was excited and anxious at the same time. I mean, I was excited. I was happy that there was somebody, not me, of course, who was, or there were some people who were prepared to address this issue in a public way. So I was excited about that. But I was anxious because I recognized the amount of courage that was needed to deal with this in a way that was forthright and constructive. And so that I applauded, but given the context, given the circumstances, and the concerns that were expressed by the religious community, I knew it wasn't going to be easy. So that's how I felt about it at the time, as I remember now. I think from my teen years, I was absorbing material related to queer issues, fiction, or anything that came, just that would just came into my view. I mean, was I consciously checking things out? At times, yes, but yes, I think I was becoming aware from my teen years. That was part of the anxiety. I was working as a teacher at the time, and I would say I think for some of the people I interacted with, I was in a glass closet, and I didn't want to make my position difficult by attending a forum which I thought was one. It was controversial. It need not have been, but I don't want to go to a forum which I thought, okay, it might have an impact on my professional life. And so I didn't have the courage to go. I, looking back now, I thought it's kind of, I mean, had I the courage enough, I could have explained myself and say, okay, well, it's not a big thing. But that's what made me decide not to go. Concerned about professional repercussions. Well, now I think it's a question of maturity. Then I was less confident about my political identity and my voice. And I guess I cared more about what other people thought. Now I don't care as much. I still care, but I don't care as much. And so I wouldn't have the same problem as I did then. I mean, I'm not the kind of person who likes the spotlight, so I tend to shy away from taking on public roles, in whatever capacity, regardless of the issue. I prefer to be in the background. But in terms of being present and making a contribution, now it's easier because I've matured as a person, but especially my political consciousness is different. Did it change anything for me? I mean, I had decided that I didn't want to be around before the forum, that I thought that there was, I don't know how to put it. For one, I wanted to do some exploring of myself and the world, and I needed to be out of Ghana to do that. And so I had made that decision before the forum. And since then, I have been on that path of self-exploration and just traveling and just seeing the world a bit. I'm thinking now as to how much freedom I would have had I stayed in Ghana to do and live as authentically as I would have liked or as I would like. And I have some doubts about that and whether staying would have allowed me to mature and be as conscious and be as confident as I am now, not only about core issues, but just a range of things. And I doubt it, but besides, travel always opens your eyes and helps you mature and see things differently. That's where I have been. I think it's easier now. And ultimately, it's a question of what sacrifices. That's a big, I don't want to make it sound too heroic, but how courageous individuals are willing to be to confront people who challenge them when they attempt to live authentically. And I think it's easier now to challenge people to say, because we live in a different environment. I mean, President Obama just last year said he endorsed marriage equality, for instance. And so we live in an environment which has said, look, we must respect the rights of others to live authentically. And that said, there are still parts of the world, Guyana included, which insist on restricting how people live, not just in their sexual identities, but in a range of ways. And so the issue of courage, I mean, I think it's hard for some people to say, you know what, I am going to forget about what my church or my village or my community thinks, and I'm going to do what I want without being in the shadows. I think it's still hard in Guyana. I've witnessed some progress. I think there are more people who are doing it, but I can't say that there is from afar. I can't say, and I don't see this this eruption of people saying, hey, I don't need your permission to live as I feel I should live.